Okay, maybe we will do the evening chanting first. Today's evening chanting we need to cut short a bit. Otherwise we don't have enough time to share. So turn to page 4. We just do the first part. We do the Namo Tassa, then take refuge, then no need to chant the precept. We straight away go to Itipiso. Okay, we will do the respect first. We pay respect to Triple Gem following the Thai style. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sāvaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, we will chant the Vandana. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang gacchami, Sanghang saranam. Dutiyampi Buddhang saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang saranam gacchami. Then you turn to page 6. Iti peso bhagava arahang samma sambuddho. Vijacarana sampanno sukato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusana buddho bhagavati. Swakato bhagavata dhammo Sanditiko akaliko ehipaseko opanaiko pacatang veditaku inohiti. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka sangho. Ujupatipanno bhagavato sāvaka sangho. Nyāyapatipanno bhagavato sāvaka sangho. Sāmicipatipanno bhagavato sāvaka sangho. Yadidaṃ cattari purisa yukkāni Ata purisa pugala esa bhagavato sāvaka sangho. Ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkhineyo anjali karaneyo อนุตรังปุญญาเกตาโลกาสาธิสาธุสาธุสาธุ KVP respect to Triple Gem, huh?บดังปเจมีดัมมังปเจมีสังหังปเจมีโอเคEverybody is here. Anybody not here? Because there is a lot of Kayamita who request me to share what Long Po shared with us just now. You all are very lucky, actually. Actually, it's meant to be a lot of blessings. So Long Po Jumian, Jumian. He is very famous in Thailand, actually. That's why Champi told me, in Thailand, you cannot see him on, very difficult to see him on. Even if you can locate him at which temple, he said, chances are you cannot go near him. There are too many people there to make appointment with him, to see him. And if you are non-Thai, your chance is even more slim. Then especially you go without appointment because you don't know him. But when he is here,Because people don't know him, only the disciple that invited him and the people who follow him, Champi, they know. According to Champi, he is very, very famous in Thailand now. Then, based on what he told us, you can understand why he is so famous. But he did share with us one thing. He said during the early years,He very, very diligent. But he just do the four foundation of mindfulness, you remember? Then after that, he do 7 years, cemetery contemplation. We are under the four foundation of mindfulness. The first foundation is Kaya Nupasana, Anasana. Then the last category of practice is what? 9 stages of cemetery contemplation. He said he stayed there, practiced 7 years in front of the corpse.Seeing them decay. Ask you to stay there 7 days, you pay tahan already. He cultivated 7 years. Then my teacher Ajayantra, you know what he said? He also did this Maranatusati and cemetery contemplation. He said he cannot find a proper cemetery with channa ground where there is dead body for him to contemplate. Nobody will lend you their dead body to contemplate like that. So he got to go to a cave. Because you do it in a cemetery, I tell you, the caretaker will chase you away. Because it's the foul smell and all those things. So what they do is, they normally go to this cemetery where I think,There is no proper caretaker on. Those people who are very poor, they got no money to buy the, what they call, the grave, the space for you to put the body. So what they did is, all those poor people, sometimes they just leave the body there. Then I think they open it up and see. Then when I was in,Thailand, Ajayantra there. I told you all before, there were conditions. We were also very surprised. We don't even knew that he will put us up at the chief disciples. You can call it Kuti. It's on a treetop. Ajayantra stay on the summit of the... Oh. There. Yun Chan on her. Wow, Yun Chan now can let go. Wow, Yun Chan, very good. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. He actually stay on the summit, the hilltop there, and his kuti was very nice. And normal people cannot go out, even Thai also cannot go out. That day when we arrived, that visit, very strange. I went there with another Kayanamitta. We both also learned from Ajayantra. Then he was full of joy when he saw us. He was delivering the talk speech in front of all the monks. Oh, his temple, I tell you. Nature is very beautiful at Kanchanapuri. A lot of monks that time, the rains retreat. I think easily 300-400 monks. And they are all very, very serious practitioner and forest tradition. So when we were there, I normally when I'm there, I radiate metta, then I pay respect. While giving talk, he saw. Then he put up his hand. Then he smiled. Then I knew. Then after that, he sent his disciple. He must have passed the message. He said, there are two from Malaysia. And he said, you go and look for them. Ask them to wait for me. Yeah, he will end quite late. He end almost past midnight. Almost 12 something to 1 a.m. when he finished. Then he knew we were very patient. So we waited for him. So we don't even know where we are going to stay that night. Then after that, we were very surprised. He said, come, come, come. Then we pay respect. Then after that, he said, you will be here for how long? So we told him. Then after that, he said, come, you stay up here. Then he said, you follow me. So he take us up to his kuti first. Then after that, he talked to us. Then he actually was full of joy. Then he, every time when I alone with him or when no other people, he will talk to me a lot of things about Dhamma and all those things. Then he always rejoins, he said. He said, you are very lucky, you can understand. He every time tell me. Then he gave me a lot of very good advice. Then what happened was, he said, tonight you all stay the kuti below him. So I didn't know. No? I thought it's for guests or no. Then I went into the kuti the night. I skipped that part, the ants at night come. Oh Lord, the ants. Then up the kuti there, we saw a small table. Then we have a lot of photo there. No? You make a guess what photo is it? Huh? Oh, dead body. All the nice stages of contemplation of the dead body. Yeah, they cannot find real one, so they use photo. Then my friend, the Uncle Koo, you know, he went with me. He got a shock. No? He said, this type of photo. I said, it's okay. We are nine stages of cemetery contemplation. But he was a Christian earlier, so a lot of this Dhamma, he doesn't know. Then at night when the end visited us that time, I tell you, he was sleeping very soundly, snoring. But for me, I lie down with full awareness. Then the end, very funny, you know. Yeah, I lie down. The cloth, the umbrella, the netting with the umbrella in Thailand, we brought there, then we hang it out. He won, I won. So I was lying down. Then I think almost 2 something a.m., almost 3 a.m. already. Almost 3 a.m. Then because I very mindful, I suddenly feel that my forehead here at the back, because it was leaning against the mokiro netting. You really don't believe. This ant, like Dhamma ant, they all. He crawl around here. Then I knew something really. Then after that, I mindfully come out. Then I saw. Not much, a little bit of ant at the forehead there. Then my netting, don't have ant, only at the forehead there. Then I knew he asked me to wake up. He asked me to come up. Then after that, I saw his net. No, the whole net full, 90% all ends. Wow. I had to slowly call him. No, Is it cool? Cool. The moment he responds, he like panic, you know, suddenly like wake up. He said, you call me. I said, yeah. I said, don't panic. I said, slowly, slowly open your eyes. Even I warned him, don't panic. He saw the Anna, he was shrieking. I said, don't move. I said, Dhamma Anna. I said, sit down, meditate, radiate metta. After that, the Anna will go disperse. Gone. He said, go like that one. I said, after the end dispersed, actually it's the morning call. The monk start chanting 9:45 a.m. That's why when I heard that one, Rupang Anichang, Rupang Anatta, my heart full of joy. Then I knew it. I said, cool, come, we go down. He said, so early. I said, have to go down. I said, otherwise the end will come back. So he followed me down. Then the next morning, only I know that that was the chief disciple Kuti and Long Paul. Then when we went down for breakfast, they came and received us. No? Then they talked to us because the disciple knows some English. He said, did you all sleep well? That was the first question. No? I said, yeah, okay. I said, except for some small incident. The next question, did the ant visit you? Then I said, yeah, I said, Satu. I said, Dhamma ant. He's full of joy also. He's very happy. Yeah, he said, we all same. You're the ant, understand. How can the ant understand? You cannot explain. No? But it's like that one, no? Dhamma ant. It's like that. So a lot of things, if you don't go through, you won't know. Then what I want to share with you is, because they do this 7-3 contemplation. So this Jumian is Achayantra's uncle, understand? And his father generation, their uncle and all things, or the mother generation, they are all great monks and great meditators. No? He got another uncle, I tell you. He got Abhinya, he got pure psychic and all those things. Then he can know when he die or no. Because he was that time very young. So Ajahn used to learn from him, but he jhana on energy field and all those things. But I think got wisdom, got Abhinya. Then one day he came back, he told the uncle, he said, not this Jumian, another uncle, he said, that one passed away already. Long Po something, I also forgot already. So he told this uncle that he is going to go over to Burma side, the Kanchanapuri area. He said he's going to meditate in the forest and all those things. Then the uncle checked, no. He said, by the time you come back, I will pass away, he said. Because he said, 90 days from now, I will pass away. And exactly 90 days he passed away. Like the Buddha can tell you. Then he said, I got nothing for you. He used his hand inside. He plucked out one tooth. No? Just give to him. He said, keep this. He said, it will help you. Then you know what happened? As he went to the border there, the forest there, because this Thailand and the neighboring country, I think in Burma, they used to fight, you know, the communists and all this. They used to fight. Then these communists, they are also very observant. No? While they were shooting, they saw this monk walking, no, Achayantra. Hey, how come bullet never get him on it? Then you know what happened? They go and locate him. Then after that, they go and beg him for the rope, no, because they want the rope to protect them. No. So Achayantra say, okay, you can have this. Yeah, he got another set. You know what they did with the rope? They go and cut into small pieces. No. Each fellow keep one. Then later on, because the people over the other side, they don't know that this is a genuine monk. So they thought he is a spy, you know. So they catch him and put him in the jail. Some of Burma there. Oh, then he teach Dhamma to the prisoner. Then later he was released. No? Then when he came out, when he came home, he said the uncle passed away exactly 90 days from that day. That's why they all, that generation, all, is it? They are all monk and meditator, very, very, very good. So like just now Longpo say, if you're too famous in Thailand, they will bring you down. Because there are other monks who are jealous of you and you become too popular. So that's why he said now he don't want to be popular. He gave up his Krabi temple. He built everything there already. Then when he gave up, he's not going to build any more temple or building. Then he was invited to a place. I don't know where that place is. It was a very remote monastery. He said the monastery very poor. Katina, the whole Katina. Normally Katina you receive a lot of offering and donation. I have to check if Sui An. SJBA receive how much? roughly. Where is Sui An? Disappear. 130K, ringgit. That temple only receive 1,000 ringgit. 10,000 baht. Understand? So very poor. Then they invite him to stay at his temple. When he stay at his temple for 1 year, that year, the next year they do the Katina. They receive 2 million baht. Wow, the abbot there also don't know what to do with the money. Suddenly he got so much money. It's equivalent to about 200,000 our money. The Thai baht, 2 million. No. No. The 4 million is the pagoda one. 20 million baht, not 2 million baht. 2 million ringgit. But whatever it is, the abbot was so surprised by the amount of what they call katina offering and donation. That's why a lot of people follow him. He's very famous. And you are very lucky. You should count your blessing and you should rejoice. And you know what he said, right? He said when he met our group, he got a lot of pity, inside there, a lot of joy. Means he can feel, he can feel you all different. Then when Champi approached him, normally you worry that he may not want people to know him and visit. But he straight away told Champi, he said, very good, very good. Okay, he said, I got to prepare myself. Then he tell Champi, you get ready to translate. That's why when he came now after that, when he shared the Dhamma, actually he shared very, very deep Dhamma for the monk one. That's why he said he did all this. Then he realized he go nowhere. After the four foundation mindfulness, then the nine stages of 7 3 decomposition, 7 years. So at the age of 27, he said, he's still nowhere. They all in Thailand, they ordained very early on. So what happened was he met another teacher. This teacher is very good. He told him, four foundation mindfulness not enough. You must combine Noble Eightfold Path. Then only he got it right. So he stayed there for 14 days. Then he meditated. Then he understood. And after that he came out and he cultivated. Then finally he penetrated in his own way, many understand, a lot of this understand. Then he realized the five aggregate of form and mind is not real, not him. Then he want to test all the four foundations. Just kaya, he understood, not him. Feeling, that's why he carry all those things, 30 kilo, for don't know how many years already. He say how many years, 40 years. 40 years, 30 kg, I asked him to carry 1 hour, he'll be tired. He has been carrying this for the last 30, 40 years. You know why he did that? He said because he wants to understand Vedana. He wants to confirm that the mind can actually detach. And so, then he don't want people to know him. So people may think, wow, monk carry so many things, a lot of attachment. But he purposely want to show you, like I told you, the angel took the politician up there. You saw that thing, cheeky one, like hell. But actually behind that thing is the real one inside there. So you look at him, I tell you, if he don't explain to you why he carry all this, you will be having in your thought, oh, you're this monk, how come like that? Oh, still so much attachment. Everything hang oh, like a lot of amulet, a lot of what they call beads, sampo, everything. You think he very superstitious. Oh, that's why you cannot understand. So he said he has been carrying this so that he tested his body. So that this feeling, if you carry it for too long, is actually suffering, that he can feel. Then the mind is detached. That's why he can tell you he carried for so long, he still want to carry it. Where he understood what this thing is for. Then he also understood the nature's law of karma. He said, this form of mind, that karma, namrup, he said, the I agree. Not only you cannot attach, not only not you, but you got a duty. Oh, sometimes you got debt, he said, debt. Actually, it's karmic debt. Oh, you got duty, you owe your wife, you owe your home. You got to come back and you got unfinished duty. Then there are other things. But what I want you to understand was, actually, finally, I reflected and contemplated. As I just now, I was very surprised when Joyce came out and mentioned this. Kayamita Champi, the Thai lady, for almost 30-40 years, I haven't seen her already. 30 years. Then he was full of joy to came to know that it was me. Yeah? He remembered, yeah, when they say a lay person, Brother Teo, conducting a retreat. He said, Brother Teo? Actually, she told who? She asked who? Anna. Yeah. She asked Anna. Then somehow the message come out. That's how it's meant to be. So, normally retreat where got this type of thing happen, unless the monk come here, then we go and pray. So, out of the blue, you know, stay at one of the hotel there. And Champi just now told me, he said, actually we don't intend to go today on. Long for tomorrow leaving, he said. We want to, on the way before he leave, just pay a visit and go on. Then you know what the owner tell you. He said, no. The monk go there and visit Long Po already. He said, you want better today, I take you around. He said, otherwise, he said, the next day, you don't have much time. We are Long Po going together. Then Champi said, okay, we go. That's why the whole group came. Or then, he can go and like ask Anne. Where got so cute? Anne is in the kitchen. Very difficult to locate her. Then somehow connect. Then meant to be, Some of this monk is Ajahn Yantra's uncle,
Oh,
local. Is it? Not N.
No, N came and told me there's a
Long Po. Oh, okay. You mean Long Po also came at the visit?
I
don't think so.
Yeah,
Long
Po.
Oh, means. Yeah. Yeah, I think they must have gone back. Hey, but cannot be a Champi still around. Okay. So they came out. Still in the hotel, Sadhu. The other thing that I want to let you know is very strange, This morning, you are meditating that time, Not the first session. First session I sat with you all, Then after the morning puja, I think, then you all have your meditation. I went down. Very funny. For no reason, inside, tell me, go inside, pay respect. Normally, I don't go and do that one. Then when I went in, about to pay respect, then again, it tell me, hey, this Kayamita, a lot of them are very sincere. You have to do something to help them. Oh, like that also got, I said. So, for me, I echo and flow. I say, how to help? Oh, then I got a brilliant idea, because some of them go and request, you remember? They say, you must ask. Then only there's a response. Oh, I remember that. So when I pay respect that time, after that, I just invoke this pure wish. I say, all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattva, the great being, your nature, your nature is ever radiating for the sincere cultivator of the way. So those who have faith and what they call sincerity, you can help, okay? So now I want you to help the Kayanamitta, I say, so that they can move fast. So I just make that pure wish, then after that I came out. Then you can meet this monk. This monk, I tell you, very rare. You know, just now, Yu Jiabi Liao, he invoked how much blessing for you or not. Oh, finally, Ayuk Wana Sukam Palang. But before that, at the age of almost 80, his voice is so powerful. No? I also cannot. So he got a lot of joy inside. No? And you see, he got so much joy blessing you on everyone. No? Actually, at the age of 80, not to say 80, you 70 ask you to do all this, also you cannot. Very likely you cannot. And he's so healthy, you know. And somehow carry 30 kg, you know. I ask you to carry 30 kg and talk. I don't think you can talk. Your body, give you. Yeah, yeah. Pass the mic. No, pass the mic. Sue don't want to wash her hair. Yeah, very good, very good, very good. The other one is Alicia. I think she also will benefit. You know why? But Alicia told me her leg was a problem, she cannot kneel. I said, no need to kneel, stand. Then don't know why when her turn, she kneel. Then Long Po knew her leg got problem. Ask her to stand, turn. Then use that two piece he hold. He gave some blessing to the leg. I think your leg, you will recover. You will recover. Mrs. Ho also, yes. No, you must have faith. Yeah, you must have faith. This one is not so bad. Last time he went to Thailand, the 102 years old. Remember? He got a long cane. No, that one is different. He sprinkled water. This one, 102 years old one, he got a long cane. He talk. He like wake you out. Sleep long enough already. Wake up. But he gave you a blessing. And that was a classic case. We went to Thailand, I tell you. Because that monk also very famous. But because he's 102 years old, he need to rest. So they say, depend on your luck. You may not meet him. But he all the time sleep on, most of the time. He only wake up early morning to have breakfast and all those things. Then after that, he will sleep again. Then that day, very strange. Our bus reached there about 10 something really, morning. Then we went in. Then we checked with the person in charge. They say, now Long Po sleep on, you cannot see him on. Because early morning, if he wants to take breakfast, then he will wake up. Then he will sleep again. And you know what happened? We say, never mind, you want to pay respect. At least we came all the way, you want to pay respect. Wow, very interesting. All of us went out, I think, got 40-something of us. Just like this girl. Then the moment I went out, I felt something. So I sat. Because after that, the Cindy's husband, Moses, he said, why not we sit meditate for a while? I said, very good. So I immediately, before my hand went in, I felt the energy. Then I read it back. And you know what happened? Within less than 1 minute, somebody at the side and at the back say, hey, Long Po, wake up already. Long Po, wake up already. And he really wake up. Then he was full of joy. He looked around. Then they, of course, he need to be helped to sit up and all those things. Then we need the Cindy's husband to translate, or then tell him we are from where. Then he was full of joy. Then you know what happened or not? The best thing is he very good. After he finished the sharing everything already, then he blessed everybody. You know. At first they asked me to go. I said, no, my yoga, yoga. Because I normally don't go for this type of thing, unless God can. So I said, yoga, go, go. So one by one, all go. After he finished everybody, because he was doing it in front of that, I was behind him. You know what he did? After he finished, he still know that there is one more. He turned his head like that. Oh, look at me. Then I read it back. I say, it's okay. I say, it's okay. Oh, then he smiled. Then after that, we pay respect. We go. Oh, 102 years old. You don't ask me why it happened. I also don't know. But I can sense his nature. He can sense. He must. I know he passed away. We went there a few years back. So his nature is very different also. You can feel him on, wow, he's pure. Immediately I sat down before my hand, I felt already. Then I read it, love and metta, and I say, I wish you well-being and happiness and long life and all that. Then I say, rejoice. Somehow he wake up. There are Yun Chan, they are over there. Many of them were there. So a lot of these things can happen. So like this morning, just that pure wish, simple, then it connect like that. And this is one of the reasons why this blessing, you may not know the significance. But in the future, this will be very useful for you. Then if you have faith, it is going to make a big difference to your cultivation and your life. You remember when he blessed you? Nibbana pachya paramang sukang. Means he wish you realize Nibbana. He say those few times. Everyone he repeat. Nibbana paramang sukang. Before that got some Pali word. I didn't get what he say before that. But all these are blessings. Then the chanting. Well, he really go all out and bless you all. Because me he enjoys offered that thing. Then the other lady offer robe on behalf of everybody. Who is she? Yeah, Kati. Sadhu. Where you bought the robe? From the shop. Oh, sadhu. And we reimburse using the pool money. Oh, Vijay Nona. Yeah. Partake in whatever. We just donate a small portion. That up to you to donate back to Kayanamita Fund. So we make the offering. So that everybody can get to receive the offering, the blessings, the merit and everything. Yeah, he was full of joy. So after that he said we must follow procedure. But as a monk, he cannot just take like that. So he chant. Oh, that one really a lot of blessing. And he was very happy. He was full of joy. Before that he already knew. He said he got a lot of pity inside when he met us. That's why he's a really, really good monk. But of course there are some Thai words we don't understand. But he's very happy because he know we understand. All the Pali words come out, all we understand. Patija Samupada, all those things. All the five aggregates, all in Maya. Actually, he knows some English, understand? Then he tell you all what? He don't want to take you all as disciple or what. He wants to become your godfather. Grandpa, Kai. Then, Kai Chai, Kai, what? Kai Lui, Kai Chai. Oh, he know a little bit of Cantonese. Then he say, repeat after me. Kai Lui, Kai Chai, Kai Ye. Actually, he tried to bless you because he wants to have the affinity. Understand? Even godfather or godgrandfather, Kai Ye, there is the affinity there. Understand? That's why Chinese believe when you have a godfather or Kai Ye, your destiny can change. Understand? A lot of people believe that. Whether you believe or not is up to you. Because I know one case, my father's Khai Chai. He never accept anybody as Khai Chai. Then my neighbor, we are very close. Then the daughter married to somebody. Then the son, the first son, I think, he got this like gangrene like that, or no? The pulse can keep on coming out. Cannot heal. No? Go see doctor. Everything cannot heal. Then you know what the mother told her. No? He said, your son so difficult to take care. Got so much problem. He said, our neighbor, he got 9 children. No? All very healthy. No? No problem. No? Nothing. None of them got problem. During ancient day, quite a number before birth or during birth or after birth that just passed away like that. We have medical attention one also. He said that one are very, very healthy one. So he suggests one. No? He said you go and request, let him adopt your son, Kai Pa. And she really came and asked. No? So my father very happy. I said, okay, no problem, no problem. Ever since he adopted him, he started to recover. No? Then he got no more sickness. No? He's very healthy, grow up into a very... Then that boy, every year come and make offering to my father. Then my father passed away, he joined us. No? He like go to the funeral, join us. Yeah. Whether you believe or not, I don't know. Well, Buddha didn't include this in the sutta. But I see it with my own eyes. You know. Then I sometimes, it's like that one. No. Then my father, when young, in China, there is this fortune teller. This fortune teller also, not the cari makan, not the one. This one real. When they about to come out from China to Malaysia, my grandfather, that time, still in China, quite, I think, quite sick. He got TB. Then my eldest brother, born in China. I later, when my mother came over, only I was born in Kedah. So what happened was, this fortune teller, he knew. Well, my mother took him to see him. Well, my father also went and see him. Then he tell my mother what no. He said, remember, if you have children, don't call him father. That's why we were very funny, you know. We never call my father dad or father. His name is Teo Hong Sing. So, Hong Jik. Understand? Jie, we call him Jie. You know. Fong Suk Jie. I never call him father. And because of that, he said, your children will all be okay. You call him father, cannot. I don't know, maybe Sao Mei, I don't know. So very funny, you know. Then after that, he predicted, you know, he told my mother, you know, he said, your son will witness 2 deaths, he said. One at the age of 1, and 1 at the age of 1. And really happened, you know. At the first young age, 4, I don't know what, my grandfather passed away. Then the other one, my father's younger brother, the uncle, passed away. Oh. Whether you believe or not, I don't know. The Buddha never teach like that one. Oh. But they have these people who are actually gifted in all these things. That's why they got their signs or whatever, they got their understanding. They say China, the Chinese culture are very rich, very fantastic. Then the other thing is also very funny, might as well tell you all. My father actually, he got a younger brother, you know, but upon birth, passed away. Nobody know. My mother also didn't know. Then there was one day when I was in Form 1, my father suddenly got an ulcer, very serious one, go for operation. You know. So my mother was worried, you know, pray to all the deities. Is it? I can die, but not my husband. I would rather give up my life than to see him die. Because he said the whole family depend on him. Then after that, he went to this place. They say the medium, very accurate one. They say somewhere in Ipoh or Perak there. Then my mother went there. This medium, very funny. He was actually attending to all the one by one, those who went and see the medium. Then when he reached my mother's turn, the moment he sit down, the medium suddenly, another character went in. Speak in a very different way, very loud. And just tell my mother off. Then he asked my mother, "Do you know who I am?" My mother should know. He said, "I'm your father-in-law." The one that passed away in China. Then my mother panicked. He said, "Do you know what happened or not? Do you know why my son, which is your husband, landed in the hospital?" He said, "Because of the younger brother that passed away when very young that time." He said, "He cannot enter your house," he said. That one, whether you believe or not, I don't know. He said, "You cannot." Then my mother asked, "Why?" He said, "We got the tablet, ancestor tablet." He said, "It's any time welcome." He said, "Cannot, he's not related," he said. "But he's not married and he's not related." Then he said, "Your day was stopped them from coming in." So he very unhappy down there. He don't know what to do, so he aggravated my father's also land in hospital. Then this grandfather very funny, he said, "You agree, promise him that he will not do all those things. Then your husband will come out within 4 days from the hospital." He said, "Well, exactly 4 days my father discharged you." Then nothing happened to him. After that he recovered. You know what was the requirement? Of all the 9 children, he went and tell my mother, "Your second son," he said, "must adopt to him. Kai Jai." He is a Kai Pa. Then only he can enter the house. He said, then I say, "You better check with granny whether got such thing." "Or check with my grandmother." My grandmother say, "Yes, there is a brother." He said, So how you explain all this? Then he somehow say, "As long as you agree, wait till I get married," is it? "That's why I meant to be, have to get married." Then only officially invite him in, is it? So ancestor tablet sometimes is a Chinese culture, but it's good. So you read the Tirakuda Sutta, you remember not? Because this departed one in spirit form, if they are in the Petarima, they cannot work on no money, nothing on. So they depend on what? Transfer of merit. So that's why Eskayana Mita, you don't worry. You go Petaran, so very fast you come out. You everybody idang menya tina go to sukita mati. Wah, you patah. So there is a great benefit to become Kayana Mita. But please don't purposely go down there. Even short period also very charm. So all this, the reason why I'm the share where there is condition. So a lot of this thing is within the scope of the mundane, nothing to do with the Dhamma. The Buddha actually discouraged you from going to see medium and deity because they also not enlightened yet. So no point. They also have their delusion. But their world is like our world. They also believe that this one is my brother's family's house. Why can't I enter? But the deva stopped. He said, "You got nothing to do with this family." And someone passed away so early. So you may tell the deva, "Hey, I the brother." He said, "Where is your proof?" You cannot prove. Then not only that, I told you the other Dhamma friend that never meditate, scared of meditate, one day zoom to the thing. When she had that jhana, she can have this ability. He said, There was one day the father fly to China, no? Then he said the mind very funny, no? When he was in that state, the thought just arrived, want to see the father. Then he was at the plane there. Then she can see her father sit there, no? Do what I was doing. Huh. Then because he got that, she got that ability, she curious, she go around visiting people's house. No? Then she told me what, no? He said, your house, a lot of devas, he said. He said, oh, I said, God. I don't know. I said, no. He said, he visits so many. He said, your house got a lot. So all this within the field of thought, psychic, asana. But no need to know. Don't try to know. Asana. Because you share merit, transfer merit, they will protect you. Asana. That's why you do your duty. Then you will be protected. You remember you chant the virtue? The precept, they are the one that give you all those blessings. Then is like we went through. They call it the highest one, wealth or what? Spiritual wealth and some more what? some more. Yes. I check again. This one is in Pali. Yeah, it's a source of happiness. See? Give you joy. Then true wealth, spiritual wealth. Understand? Not the one you cannot take along. Understand? This one follow you and karma. So true wealth. Then the other one is peacefulness. That's why you keep your virtue. The Buddha said, nothing protect except your virtue. Understand? That's why keep your precepts. Avoid all evil. So therefore, let virtue be purified. And this is the advice of the Buddha. Okay? So, we finish. Story end. You all got any question or not? Otherwise, we continue with our Dhamma session.
Brother Teo, can I make two comments? First thing is the session with Long Paul, it was recorded. Both the talk and the chanting were recorded. The other thing that Brother Teo left out was Long Paul said that Brother Teo is a very good teacher. So you just learn from him.
you don't worry, because they know. Then he also know. Otherwise cannot be this type of condition. He can feel. Because all these people, they can feel. His nature is actually not bad. Because how many of you all can feel his energy? All of a sudden, like, whole body very warm. You think sunlight come in. Because my gateway here, full. I can feel him. Then he can feel mine also. That's why, very strong. Very strong. And he has a lot of joy inside there. He has a lot of pity. And all these are nature's condition. No? That's why when you have virtue, when you have affinity, when it's meant to be, like Sri Antomia, meant to be means meant to be. Those cannot come on the last minute, cannot come. Understand? Those not meant to come on last minute also come. Just like the joke. You want to hear this joke? they used to have this joke. He said, what already? I cannot remember. He said, don't know what, forgot already. I remember now. Because there was one merchant. I think he went out station for quite a while. Then suddenly came back. The wife pregnant with a child. Then he asked, how come? I know come, baby come. So the wife say, meant to be. Because you know come, baby come. So sometimes there's a lot of this strange thing happening. So this is just to let you understand. Nature is very stranger. Like the Buddha said, whatever that happened, there are causes and conditions. Understand or not? So you cannot ask why. You heard the Buddha say you are born of your karma, head to your karma, conditions, whatever. You are what you are because of your karma. So we thank Sri Anand for reminding us. Sadhu. Then I think we took some photo. You all can share that photo. Okay. Anybody need this? The amulet and the photo. They say they have requested on her behalf, Lian. But you don't worry, yeah? Anybody who need this, yeah? You miss out or you were not there, you can take mine. because it's already blessed by him. It's good if you have faith. But you will need it only initially. Later on when you understand the Dhamma, you just rejoice. Understand? That is a useful purpose for cultivator of the way. Yeah, he's so sincere, he gave all the blessing and everything. And you don't underestimate all this type of thing. Miss Lee, yes, you pass to her. Father. Yeah, she's one of the committee member, but she don't get to come. Sadhu. Oh, sorry. Okay, that's it. Story end. So 8:30 exactly we start our class. Oh, we're supposed to start at 8 to 9:15. Never mind. Okay, Q&A. Anybody want to report their meditation? Yes. Can, no problem. Yeah. He started by...
Hello. I heard Long Po mentioning about Bodhisattva many times but couldn't understand what he's trying to say.
So he said his Dhamma talk, he has to explain to you how Sakyamuni became a Sammasambuddha as a Bodhisattva, then how he cultivated. Then after that only he teach you how to meditate. So actually the hint is you should go the Bodhisattva way, that's it. So it's meant to be. The first thing he started, I must explain to you how he took the Bodhisattva here and how he became a Sammasambuddha. Then he zeroed in on the Dhamma after that. Then he tried to share with us whatever he had. Then also he tell you his story is to give you faith and so on. Where he say he already don't want anything. Temple also give away, everything also give away. Then we forgot. He went to that small temple after they got so much money. They built the stupa and the temple and the building. Then finally the wood carving Kuan Yin. See, all these people got affinity Kuan Yin. Then connect. Ajayantra also believe in Kuan Yin, like Kuan Yin. So, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, she is very compassionate, I tell you. If you can have affinity with Kuan Yin, if you can connect, really, really, the vow of Kuan Yin has become nature's law, there will be a response. And to connect to Kuan Yin, very simple, is it? Whomsoever who has faith in her and chant her for how? Namo Kuan Sing Pusa, or Om Pemi Memi Hum, or you chant the Heart Sutta, or the what they call 84 name, the Great Compassionate Mantra. So all this is what she had out of love and compassion for living being. Put it into her vow. Then she said, whomsoever do this with faith and sincerity, there will be a response. That's why in time of crisis or what, your request, your sincere faith and sincere what they call pure wish or aspiration, if you do it sincerely with the faith, then there will be a response. You should ask this great being for three things. Not to say you demand, no. You ask for causes and conditions for them to constantly bless, protect, and guide your nature, every life, when it comes, until you accomplish whatever you want to accomplish. So that vow is very important. Then I tell you, because this form and mind, every time the living being comes, is very fragile, very delicate. You know why or not? Actually, very easily get into trouble, and then gone, the form and mind dispersed. So if you don't have their protection and blessing, I tell you, this form and mind, in fact, this life, at least two occasions, if it's not because of Kuan Yin, I will not be sitting here. I will have died on two occasions. So later on, you will know one, because that thing manifests out. Then it shows it to you, you know, after a period of, I don't know, 20 old years. 8 years old, I was swimming in the river. I almost drowned. Then miraculously, something happened. That basketball I was trying to reach out to, because I jumped out of the water. Then instead of catching the basketball, the water pushed the basketball away. Then I got two choices. Continue. If I cannot get it, I will drown. Because I only know how to swim and float for a while only. If I come back, if I lose that ball, I got to pay. I got no money. That time as a young kid and student. Then you know what happened. At the moment of dilemma, all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. No? That basketball float back to me. You know, just come like that, like magic show. You know? Then I just grab onto it. Oh, after that, inside tell me, don't swim anymore. Return the basketball. Until that day, I never swim in that Kedah River anymore. Oh. Then you know what happened? At the age of 35, when I understood that the teaching, I was full of gratitude for Kuan Yin. I got a lot of affinity for Kuan Yin since young, I know. Then in front of the Kuan Yin Bodhisattva altar in my house, I was paying respect and I invoked that gratitude. Then as I do that, all of a sudden, from nowhere, the vision come. That was 27 years ago. That basketball flew back to me. I actually long ago forgot already. You tell me, how come this type of vision come? I was paying respect and having gratitude. Then suddenly this vision, then immediately the nature knew. And I kneel down with tears. I thank Kuan Yin. I said, thank you so much for the blessing, guidance, and what they call protection. Then later on, many things happened. 1986, before I go full time into the cultivation, again the message came. A lot of things happen, but you can never understand. But the form and mind who go through it, finally he will, that form and mind will understand. Because this spiritual thing, nature's thing, unless you are involved in it, you can never understand. Like I used to tell some of the Kayamita, sometimes you hear this story, sound like fairy tale. I say it's even more fantastic than fairy tale, I tell you. Then a lot of these type of great beings, you may tell yourself, you know, like what you read sometimes from book and all those commentary and what people write. Nowadays, it's very difficult to find an enlightened being. Sotapan also very difficult to find. But when you are in the spiritual field, you meet up with all these great beings, like all over, like so easy. Then how you explain? But for those who are not in this field, they hardly encounter anyone. Understand? I ask you, apart from this monk, apart from those who always visit Burma and Thailand, is it common or often for you to meet up with monks like that? common, huh? You seldom meet her. And how come you can meet? Then you count your own good karma and your good blessing and your good affinity. So all this is part and parcel of the spiritual path. If you have faith, you do it correctly, then all this will manifest. Then it will connect you, it will link you. Then you will witness them. Then you no need to like argue with people. So you just understand because it happened. It's just like that. And everything is like that. No? Meant to be will be. You know? Who can ever predict that we will be meeting this monk? I tell you. And how does the condition come about? Everything just fall into place. And if Champi didn't follow him, we will not meet him. Then nobody know him. And because everything is meant to be, if they have visited the temple tomorrow, again we miss. So meant to be will be. Okay? Anybody else got any question? Yes. Angry, yes. Oh, I don't know. Well, he mentioned three types of sati. Champi didn't know how to translate. So I only heard Mahasati. Great mindfulness. Because Champi didn't translate well. Maybe it's a Thai way of interpreting mindfulness. He did mention the three types of sati. But sati is just sati. But if you want to classify and sub-classify, you can. Pure sati, like I define, pure consciousness, awareness before the knowing. Then you stabilize it, it becomes more powerful, more stable. Very likely is when it becomes powers, spiritual power, balas. Where the five spiritual faculties, sati is there. Then it becomes unshakable, is maha sati. That's why he says, stay with the knower, the awareness. And that one never dies. Without that one, you cannot realize nibbana, which is true. If you stay with the five aggregate and the conscious, thought-based meditation, the field of thought, you can never realize nibbana. That's why it has to go through the pure mind, the pure consciousness. He said, they call it the knower. Actually, it's not the knower. Because that one, aware, before the knowing. But in Thailand, they like to use the word knower. Even Ajahn Chah used in his book, knower. I think the translator's problem, we are English word. they can only understand this word, the knower. Actually, it's not knower. There is no one inside there to know. Remember, he also said, everything is anatta. Everything is not real. Not what you think. You cannot cling to anything. The moment you cling, you suffer. Then he said, impermanent. Condition arising, dependent origination. That's why the first thing he teaches, he said, four foundations of mindfulness alone, not enough. Now it, let me recall it. I want to share with you this one. You remember last time I used to share with the Thursday class and sometimes Tuesday class. You all know Noble Eightfold Path. It's the meditation, isn't it? Correct? That's why I always define, even in the Heart Sutta book, whatever meditation you do, if you don't end up having this Noble Eightfold Path, it's not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. That's why it took this monk so long. After he made the right one, only he come to realize. Because all those who do all this, even four foundation of mindfulness and everything, can go into concentration and absorption. Then you know what happened. Because they think that fantastic meditation, the experience, that's why the Surangama Sutta say there are 50 Divan Samadhi. So if you are not careful, you go into that, you cannot trap inside there by the defilement or inside. Then you think that fantastic meditation, like Long Po himself said, is it? When you in jhana, he said, you like enlightened, he said. Oh, your mind, he said, very calm, very still. But he said, don't have wisdom, is it? Oh, that's why he knew. Without Noble Eightfold Path, still cannot. Why? What is Noble Eightfold Path? Right? View or understanding? Then what else? Right thought. So right thought, then speech, right action, then livelihood or living. Right effort. Then the fourth one, seven one is what? Right mindfulness. Samasati. Or right mindfulness. Yes, mindfulness. Then samadhi. Samadhi. I ask you, within this Noble Eightfold Path, which is the one that talk about the four foundation of mindfulness? Only this one, is it? Correct or not? So four foundation of mindfulness, satipatthana, is only one of the perfecter, understand not? That's why I say, you think you're enlightened after all the fantastic meditation, after the mindfulness, everything. But you don't have right speech, right thought, right action. You are still so crude in the way you arise your speech. You are still so crude in the way you communicate and act. Then you don't have right view. Understand? Because what you go through, the four foundation of mindfulness, if you had done the last one, Dhammanupassana, the Four Noble Truths, or the seven factors of enlightenment. He emphasized on the seven factors of enlightenment. You remember that? Sati, Sattabhujanga, is it? Sati, then Dhamma Vichaya, Virya, Virya. Then after that, he said, the other one is Piti, Piti, then Pasati, then Samadhi, then Equanimity. Equanimity born of wisdom. He also know that. He said, without these seven factors of enlightenment, you cannot break free. Then after the seven factor enlightenment, you got to go to the last category of Dhamma. What is it? Mindfulness or what? Dhammanupassana got five category of cultivation. First one, mindfulness of five hindrance. Second one, five aggregate, mindful. Then third one, six internal sense bases, six external sense bases. And then after that, seven factor enlightenment. Then the last one? Four noble truths. That is the real. If they have finished that one, do the three turning, then they will enlighten. They will have this Noble Eightfold Path cultivated. Understand? What is the Four Noble Truths? Mindfulness of the Noble Eightfold Path is the last one. Understand? That's why they didn't know. They didn't do that. Oh, they thought, got insight already, got jnana already, got jhana already, fantastic meditation, equate to enlightenment. So it took him so long to find this out. So this I have been sharing with a lot of people. I said, satipatthana or mindfulness is just one small aspect of the Noble Eightfold Path. What you need is right view. This one is very important. This right view, without this one, you don't know how to cultivate right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood. Because without the right view, you don't know the secret of life. How do you live? You live according to what your mind tells you, still thought-based. Even though you got some awareness and all, but you didn't use to cultivate wisdom. You only penetrate with the understanding that you think this is anicchang, this is dukkang, this is anatta. Then you say, this is not me, non-self. I tell you, you need to check. Because it's not what you think. It's after you really penetrate, you awaken with the silent mind, then that one is the real one. Otherwise, you think you already penetrate inside. You can even go and compare notes. Oh, the 16 stages on jnana, I already have it. But according to who? According to you. Because you copy the text and you check with the text and you think this is it. Like the Buddha said, this Dhamma is pachitang, can be realized by the wise each for themselves. No need to check on another. If you need to check, chances are not the real one. So all this become very clear. Right view, first right view is what? First right view is what? This one is very important, understand? Then after that, you remember, he spoke about the dwelling, Paticca Samuppada, understand? avijja paccaya sankhara, sankhara paccaya vijnana, also in Pali. So the second right view is dependent origination. Understand? Or dwelling. The last one is what? Yeah? What is the last right view? No. First one is loho kama. Second one is dependent origination. The last one is under Dhamma Nupasana. Ah, sadhu, very good. Four noble truth. That's why without these three right view, you don't have the real enlightenment. That's why he finally realized noble ifopa. I tell you, monk who can tell you that, chances is they have understood. Otherwise, a lot of people, they just focus on four foundations. They say Buddha said only way, ekaya no bhikkhave bhikkhu. Oh, this is the only way for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, for reaching the right path, for realizing the enlightenment, which is Nibbana, namely Satipatthana. The statement is correct. Understand now? Because without this four foundation of mindfulness, Noble Eightfold Path not complete. Understand now? Understand now? This Noble Eightfold Path, if you finish the last, this four foundation of mindfulness, if you finish the last practice, understand not? Dhamma Nupasana. If you finish all the Four Noble Truths, mindfulness, develop the three turning, then all the Noble Eightfold Path factor would have been cultivated, understand not? The second turning, Noble Eightfold Path, what did the Buddha say? This Noble Eightfold Path that leads to the cessation of suffering is to be cultivated. Then you must go and cultivate, understand not? Under Dhamma Nupasana. So you don't cultivate, you expect to be enlightened. Then I told you, if you don't come back to this, if you don't have this, that is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. You may think you're enlightened according to other people's meditation or understanding. So this is very clear. This is a real meditation. There's a heedfulness is ever mindful, constantly meditative. It's ever mindful to cultivate noble eightfold path. Understand? Of course, Samasati is very important. Without sati, you cannot start. Without sati, you cannot be heedful. So from there, you start. Then all these take a while or no? You know, these three right view, who told me? Achayandra. When he told me, I still don't really link until I knew about the Panchaniyama. You know what is this? This is a spiritual law that the Buddha penetrated, remember? Law of karma is what? Under karma niyama, you understand that universal order that governs life and existence, law of karma. That's why this is your first right view. You are all living beings, according to the Buddha, you are born of it, here to it, conditioned and supported by it, and you are what you are because of it. You somehow don't want to know this law. Understand? You will kena kau-kau, I tell you, if you don't understand this law. You don't believe in law of karma and you don't understand how law of karma work. Then, dependent origination is what? Citta nupasana. Citta niyama. The law of mind. Understand that? How your mind function. How you function as a human being. The five degrees of form of mind. That's why this one, the dwelling, the Buddha tell you specifically, everything is dependent originating. There is no inside. There is no eternal entity, permanent unchanging entity behind. Understand? He said you can, through your meditation, sati in silence, when your mind is silent, you can see all these links. That's why the Buddha said, just now Long Po also tried to explain, upon contact, what arises? Feeling. So, upon contact, feeling arises. Do you need a creator to create feeling? Do you need a soul to make you feel? Understand now? There's nobody inside there. And because you have the senses, that's why there is contact. Then upon contact, this consciousness with its seven universal, one of them is feeling, they will arise. Then you perceive. That's simultaneously this seven universal arise together with contact. And feeling is one of the seven universes. So that's why then you start to know, everything is dependent originating. Then after a condition what? Craving. Correct now. What is craving? Your desire, yeah? Your emotion, so your lust and all those things. So what are they? Are they really you? Are they really you? You say anger is me, yeah? Emotion is me, yeah? Greed is me, yeah? You go and find out in the meditation and see. What did I tell you? Anatta lakkhana sutta. Huh? Was it this morning or yesterday? Ah, this morning. What did I tell you? The five aggregate form in mind. The Buddha said, of course he teaches differently. Understand? He said, is it self? If it's self, it will not lead to affliction, suffering. Understand? That's why he said it's non-self. Because you got no control. Like just now Achan, he said, stand. Understand? Try to balance. You cannot resist. Understand? He said, you try not to think. Cannot. You cannot resist. The citta is a citta. Then he said, like wind blow. Suddenly here, suddenly here, left and right. Because if you try to control this body, you cannot. It go the way of nature. Understand? That's why he said the easiest way to understand anatta and anicchang is stand. Stand. Then put your hand down. Put your leg together so that you are not balanced. You like that, very balanced. You like that, huh? Oh, shit. Then especially people with leg problem, you have a lot of instability. And the best way to do it is what? You take one leg up. Because last time somebody teach me, he said, exercise very good. He said, stand on one leg. Wow. I try to stand for 1 minute. Oh, okay, no. Count to 10 or 15. Then later on, I remember last time, we used to, when as a child, the chicken feather and the rubber, you kick like that. Wow, very good. I one session, without it falling, 150. Then I remember, I can balance like that. I can balance very long. But old already. Last time when you were young, you like can control that came off you. So that one, like that. Can go 150 times. Of course, initially very clumsy. 1, 2, fall off. 1, 2, fall off. Then later more. Then you get excited. Then you want to like show people that you are better. So every day train. That's why you become skillful. So all this is very skillful means to develop the understanding. You can approach it anywhere. But what did I tell you? What is the easiest way to understand? It's feeling you. Is sankhara, mental state, you? Because you saw it arising, right? And arising in you, in your form of mind. That's why you deluded, gullible. Like earlier, Pamasuri came and discussed it. He said, Pratyu, I still got a lot of craving, attachment. I say, reflect and contemplate. Who got a lot of craving and attachment? The thought, and the sana, not you. That one is not you, and the sana. And what is the thought? Condition arising, that's why it's dependent originating. Before you get angry and emotional, you were peaceful, isn't it? Then how come you get emotional and angry? Or you can like see your own craving and grasping. It's not yours, understand? It's the thought, understand? Well, this habitual tendency take a while to root out. You have to stabilize your wisdom, contemplate until very clear. Then when you understand that it's not you, then you let it be, like the Long Po say. All phenomena is like that. Anicchang, anatta, anicchang, anatta. Even the unconditioned also anatta. And he said now he's very free. But he carried 30 kg. But he is not worried about all this. So he can give everything away. He just don't want people to like think that he is very good and very famous. So he just purposely do all this so that people say, cannot be lah. Among so much attachment on, you say he very famous. So if you look at the form, you miss. Like the angel took the politician out there. You don't look at the form. You listen to what he say. Then you can feel him. That's why Dhamma is like that. Don't be deceived by what the form. That's why when we learn meditation, I used to share with you all what. First, learn to see form. Then learn to see the unreality of form. Then third one is what? Learn to see? Ah, beyond form. This Dhamma you haven't heard, I think a lot of people, those who follow me, they know. What is learn to see form? Huh? How do you learn to see form? That is what dependent origination is all about. How do you know this Buddha Rupang? How do you know the light? How do you know and understand my voice? These are all external form. Then how do you know your own form and mind? Through what? You return all external form, phenomenal world, creation, back to mind. Understand? Not? And what is that mind? The aggregate of perception. That's why perception is the one that brings the external form to the mind. So your knowing all is only a picture, understand? Not? Consciousness. How real can it be? You can't even feel it now. It's not even tangible to you. It's just from outside, you know, visual, seeing consciousness that arises really. So learn to see form means form is external manifestation of mind. Understand? When mind wants to manifest, it uses form. Understand? That's why your physical body manifests actually from the thought, from the mind. Understand? Or from your understanding. Yeah. So all this external one is manifestation of mind. Without mind, all this rupa and form don't exist. The phenomenal world don't exist. That's why the Buddha say what? Your mind is the forerunner of all things. Without mind, nothing exists. That's right. Who know there is a Buddha Rupang? Who know there is a building and all those things? It's the mind that perceives. That's right. So all this is not what you think. Okay? So you need to actually go into it. Then you inquire. If the Buddha say dependent originating, I don't believe, no. I must find out. So you meditate that time, you silence your mind and find out. Understand? Not? Then when your thought tell you, don't be gullible. You still got anger. I still got so much grasping and... what? Just now, what was the word? Pamasuri here. Craving. Who have? The thought have. Not you. But there is nobody inside there. So when you understand there is dependent origination, means everything is dependent on originating. Without the physical body, without the senses, the physical senses, there is no contact. Without contact, there is no consciousness. That's why when we chant the reverse dependent origination, what do you chant? Avijja Nirodha. The other one, cease. Sankara Nirodha. Nirodho. Then after that, Sankara Nirodha, what happened? Avijjanang Nirodho. So dependent on this, this one cease. Dependent on this, this one cease. When there is no more ignorant, then there is no more thinking, no more sankara, no more activity of mind. As well. Then when there is no more activity of mind, how to make contact with the mind? That's why no more mental consciousness. And without mental consciousness, how to input content? That's why not. Form and mind cannot arise. That's why cessation of form and mind. Then there is no sense basis. No contact. That's why the whole dependent origination ceases. But when there is avijja, the whole thing starts. And it's not you inside there. Everything is dependent originating. Dependent origin. That's why it's condition arising, causal phenomenon. Dependent on condition, it arises. Dependent on condition, it ceases. Then I already share with you. If feeling is you, if feeling pass away, do you die? You didn't die, isn't it? So how can feeling be you? This is the easiest way to understand. When I penetrate, I just penetrate like that. When I silent, I realize, come and go, this guy is still around. I never die. That's why I say, how can it be me? Feeling, come and go, I didn't die. How can it be me? That's why this part aggregate of form, where I come to realize, it's the byproduct of your true mind. You remember, I always ask you all that question. If this five degree of form and mind is not you, then why did it arise in you? Then who are you? What are you? Remember that. So who are you? What are you? If they are not you, but they arise in you, then who are you? Beyond the form and mind, who are you? Everything is dependent, originating. That's why there is nobody inside there. Anatta. But there is a nature. Apart from karmic nature, there is a spiritual nature. And this one follow spiritual law. Then this one record your perfection, your cultivation. That's why to be a bodhisattva, after you finish your 10 perfection, it's all recorded. That's why when Samasabuddha arise, or like Sakyamuni 2600 years ago when he arise, it's because when he connect at the age of 35 underneath the Bodhi tree, he inherit this particular Sambhogayakaya spiritual nature, the spiritual perfection that he has. Then the Nimanakaya, which is a functional body, together with this Sambhogayakaya, enable him to become the Sammasambuddha to teach the Dhamma. That's why the third body is Dhammakaya. Understand? Can follow or not? Can follow or not? So the only difference between karma and the spiritual nature is karma, the moment you are born, you inherit already. That's why you are born on your karma head, your karma condition supported by your karma. You are what you are by because of your karma. But this spiritual nature, you cannot inherit one. Not until you connect. It cannot come. You must find the gateway and connect. Then when you reach that true mind, and then only the spiritual nature come to you. That's why before that, you are like ordinary human being. You also have all those, what they call, habitual tendency and all that, and your mind is no different, except your karma support you. But the moment you connect, you inherit back all those understanding, then you reach back to last time the level you cultivate, very fast. Very fast. Then after that, you understand everything. There are a lot of things, this life you never learn, but your form and mind will understand. That's how you inherit. Like the Sammasambuddha, that life he cannot cultivate the whole 10 perfection. But because he cultivated before, that's why he can become a Sammasambuddha. He inherit everything. So spiritual nature is slightly different from karmic nature. But very few people can even reach that point to cultivate spiritual nature. Because most of the time you are so heedless. You keep on taking river. Like samsara is very interesting. You like a traveler in space and time for eternity. You go around because you like samsara so much. So you have to actually develop the wisdom to free. So this is the second right view. Okay, when you see dependent origination, you penetrate anatta. Otherwise, only what you think. You think, oh, this body not me, non-self. I penetrate already. But you cannot see dependent origination. You penetrate through what? Knowledge. Understand? You think you know anatta. You think you already enlightened. That's why the thought very smart. Enlightened, yes, according to you. Then the other one is the Four Noble Truths. This is Dhamma Nupasana, understand? That is Dhamma. So the five spiritual faculty, the three spiritual law is law of karma, citta niyama. Karma niyama. Then law of the mind, citta niyama. Then the third one is Dhamma niyama. The most important Dhamma is what? The essence of the Buddha's teaching. That's why he said you must have this right view. Cultivate Four Noble Eightfold Path. And it's three turning. Understand? Noble Eightfold Path and its three turning. With this only you complete the cultivation, right view. And when you have this right view, you are not deluded. Then you will understand, like Long Paul, you have a duty. Law of karma recognizes relationship. You do your duty, echo and flow, but you don't attach. You don't deludedly grasp. That's why all those who went through, breakthrough, awaken, they understand. Then the other one is what? This Four Noble Truths. It's like the secret of life. Otherwise you don't know what suffering is. You don't know what the cause behind. And you don't know that suffering can end. And you don't know that Noble Eightfold Path is the real meditation that leads to the end of all suffering. Then you don't even know that this is the meditation. That's why without these three right views, you cannot cultivate. You will cultivate other things because it doesn't end up in Noble Eightfold Path. Understand? Can follow now. So this one I have been emphasizing and sharing in the Tuesday and Thursday class and sometimes Wuping Ji Sir. Well, a lot of people cannot see this. You tell them Noble Eightfold Path meditation. He looked at me, some of the early days. He said, what you mean? Buddha do anapanasati. No? Understand? No? They think that is the meditation. No? Buddha do anapanasati. Then what else he do? He said, the four foundation of mindfulness. Apart from anapanasati, what he do? Then only they start to understand. No? All the other contemplation. But if you do kaya alone, like Long Paul when he was young, 7 years he was at the cemetery doing the 9 stages of decomposition. He end up nowhere. Understand? You only do the first foundation. Then he got to do the second foundation. That's why he carry all this way. That's why he aware of the feeling and see how it affects him. Then he know the mind can transcend, go beyond that feeling. Agree? Then he look at the mind, chitta, he said. Oh. Then what did he say? Kilesa. Oh, sorry, asavak. Understand? He said, it's the asavak that make you deluded. It's the asavak, defilement, that make you attach and cling and grasp. He also know asavak. Means he knows sabar asavak sutta. But asavak is a more strong word. All sorts of kilesa is asavak. Asavak include the very latent one. The hidden one, the dormant one, understand? You know what is the very latent one? The very latent one means you already develop a habitual tendency. You know, people step on your toe or your tail like chewy. Straight away he erupt. You talk politics, you kena. So that one latent one, very fast. This type of defilement asava. No need to remind you one. Straight away, well, this is a habitual tendency. Then the other one is dormant. No condition, don't come out. Understand? Then the other one is a very subtle one. That's why the Buddha under Sabba Asavak Sutta say, you must know what Asavak is. And the first one is very general, is it? First one is right attention. Remember? Right attention. What is right attention, is it? Things that are fit for attention, only you attend. Understand? When you perceive something, when you arise the thought. That's why you will look at the right thought, that condition, your right speech, right action, right life. So if you never take care of your thought through your mindfulness and heedfulness, you cannot do. Then the Buddha just make it very simple. What is right attention? When you pay attention, the unarisen asava cease. Cannot arise. Understand? The arisen cease. That is a criteria, is it? But if you attempt to think that are unfit for attention, the result is what? The unarisen asava or defilement arise. Then the already arisen one become more strong. You want to understand this example very easy. You go and check the kid that look at pornography in the computer. You go and check, see whether they got a lot of asava or not. Oh, they become so lustful, so excited. Because the way you attend to it, you don't understand. It's exciting. You're curious. Then you go and find out through the computer. Then, like Ajahn Lo, he said, the internet is very bad. He said, because nowadays, from the survey, he is not wrong, he said, from the survey, don't know how many percent is it? 80%, is it? Is it 80%? People access the pornography site, is it? Very high percentage. Then later I explained to Suyan, is it? It's not the technology, understand? It's you, the user of technology. If you go and access pornography site, who else can you blame? You blame yourself, understand? Because this is what you decide to. Then, wrong attention. That's how it come out, understand? Then you go and think of your scars of memory. Then what happened? Your remorse, sadness, the fear, the insecurity, the anxiety, the sorrow, the lamentation. You recall the unhappy past, scars of memory. And these are the things you're not supposed to attend to. And the Buddha said, what are the things you're supposed to attend? The Four Noble Truths and the Three Turning. Understand now? But he said, when you attend to this, the Dhamma will arise, the wisdom will arise. Then you develop wisdom, you have Yoniso Manasikara. Understand now? Yoniso Manasikara is wise attention at the moment of sense experience. But Yoniso is wise. Manasikara is attention. So the Buddha in that sutta say, the destruction of asavaka, defilement, all defilement, is only possible by who? By who? By one who know and see. Anasara. Where I spoke that sutta in Klang. He said, know and see what? Yoniso manasikara. Oh, I tell you. That's why without yoniso manasikara, wise attention at the moment, you cannot cope with life. You cannot cope with your dependent origination. You got a feeling, it must be a joke to do that. If you don't have wisdom, you go and cut. You cannot cut. Because you gullible, you say, hey, dependent origination, the Buddha said, upon contact, feeling arise. No. If I maintain a feeling, I suppress control, and I cut a feeling, then no more craving. Very easy, enlightened. You go and try and see. Without wisdom, immediately, there is no gap on. Upon contact, feeling arise, immediately craving. That's why your habitual tendency, zoom, come out already. Then you say, why did I get angry? Why I become like that? I supposed to cut a feeling. You go and cut. The only way you can do is suppress that feeling. Yan, don't want to get angry. You say anger is an evil root. Yeah, you think anger is you, evil root. So you don't want to arise anger. So you suppress, you control. How can it work? It cannot work on it. You actually still have the evil root inside. You're still very angry. But because in front of public, and you have this knowledge, is it? I cannot have anger. But when you bottle up until so strong, I tell you, everybody's patience also got a limit on us. You don't go and make a woman angry. He chop you out until how many pieces you go and count. That's why he say, this one got a limit. If you suppress and control, you bottle up, this one will erupt. So meditation is not to suppress and to control. It's to develop the understanding and the wisdom so that you are not deluded by it. Because anger is not you. Why you go and develop the wrong view to go and control and don't want to let it arise? Then you can ask me another question. Then, brother, you think let it arise? It's an evil root. No? I never say let it arise. Without wisdom, it will arise. That's why the Buddha asked you to cultivate. Heedfulness, mindfulness, awareness, to see your mental intention and to understand what are the evil roots. Understand? This is part of the three evil roots. Greed, hatred, the evil root. So when you understand this, then because you have taken the precept, you undertake to avoid all evil by keeping the precept, you must exercise restraint. Understand? Sabba asava sutta say. So restraint means what? Straighten your view. Don't do this anymore. Understand? Don't go and control, suppress, and react anymore. Straighten your view means what? Last time I got wrong view, I cannot accept him for what he is. Because you have the atta, the ego. He make me angry. Understand? He did that to me, I remember. I want to take revenge. The he, me, all these are atta. Understand? So this is wrong view, sakkayaditti. Then when you understand what I wrote in the green book, form and mind, understand? Why you japa xiao ying, form and mind, argue another form and mind, getting angry another form and mind. Understand? Namaru. He know you, he know me. It's just dependent originating condition, through idea, through thought, through delusion, attachment. Oh, then you get very emotional. Understand? With your spouse also, you fire like machine gun. Because when they go beyond the limit, because you still got atta, no? Because he actually say something that hurt you a lot, no? Then the thought say, hey, your husband, or how can he do that to you? How can you he disrespect you until like that? Then you believe that thought. No? I'm going to teach him a lesson. I'm going to recall what he did. Then later on, you reply back. Think, so, you think you very good. You also like that. Last time you also like that. I also caught you like that. So, and now the ego fighting. Husband and wife also can fight. Then you marry for what? You don't know trust. And I said, no. Marriage is what? What is marriage? You enter into a relationship contract, no? Understand not? To love and care, like the Christian vow. Not until death do we depart. Oh, during that time, oh, everything very good. But when you exchange ring, the problem is that ring, no? That ring is suffering. wedding day. You forgot the ring. Pass the mic. You didn't agree to who is having the mic? No, Amimi here. Very interesting. So we lost some time. We extend our time a bit. We are 9:15. Maybe we can extend. Very good, share.
This one just for sharing lah. You can laugh about it. Yeah, I got married at 1982. If I'm not mistaken. See, I can't even remember when I got married. Right. Anyway, I got married in UK. So my husband and I tell you this very funny, you know. There's no proposal, no flower like, on the knee like, and all that. I'm a banana. Normally all my friends, oh wow, the boyfriend bring flowers like, on the knee like, and all that. For us, it was quite funny because we were M2. Highway. Yeah, we had a little bit of an argument. So my husband got very angry. Got out of the car. And he walked on M2. You know, you cannot walk on M2, okay, in UK, okay?
Yeah, throw tantrums.
It's okay. Then I said, how to solve for this? But we know each other for 12 years before we got married, so we know each other quite well. So I said, get in the car. You know, and then, you know, in M2, you cannot drive at 50 miles an hour, okay? Yeah. They have a certain...
Minimum speed.
Minimum speed to drive. You know? So, and all these jokers, those truckers are honing at me. Like, and then you get fine, actually. So I managed to get him into the car, and then I'll spare you the details, yeah. So then, okay. Then we went back to London. And... then we decided to get married. Just like that.
Wow, very brave girl.
No, I didn't even consult my dad. All of us never consulted anybody. All was that all my friends in the UK know we're getting married. We're like getting married in a week, 2 weeks' time. Because you got to register, right? So we went to this registrar. Last time we just graduated. Where got money to buy?
Lang sum.
Gown. Because we're in a hurry. I don't even know. Up to today, I still cannot understand why were we in a hurry. we waited for 12 years anyway. I wasn't pregnant, that's for sure. You know me, I'm very spontaneous. Okay. Anyway, we got married, yeah. And then we went to this, you know, and registrar in UK. When you are not a citizen, we don't go to a church, so we just go to a registrar and get married. And then we got this ring, right? So me and my husband went, so we went and stayed here. Thank God. Okay. So as we were going to the registrar, well, all my friends were bring these confettis, you know, throw at us, and blah blah blah, and all that. And then we were actually I shouldn't record this in the barrel too.
Yeah, we must respect other people's